Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Well, 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 what is happening out there in those woods just outside your house? It seems those woods might not be as peaceful as you think they are. Today, viewers sent in what they claimed to be allegedly true stories while exploring the woods around their home. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a deep woods story or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy stories that'll freak you out tonight. Growing up in New Mexico, I have seen my share of odd things. My parents lived about an hour out of Santa Fe, just on the outskirts of Pecos Wilderness. My sisters and I went to school in Santa Fe, so we commuted every day to town and back. To be clear, my family and I believe in anything and everything supernatural, as well as I've always had an interest in cryptids, ghosts, aliens, etc. So when anything odd that has occurred that I have witnessed, I instantly connect the dots to anything I've read. Anyways, the first part of my encounter happened on a fall evening in 2017 when I was returning home a little later from school. The sun was just beginning to set when I pulled off the highway. When you pull off the highway, you can either turn left or go underneath the interstate, or you can pull off right and come to a three-way stop, which is the direction I was taking. As per usual, I pulled off the three-way and came to a stop, and immediately noticed a woman with long black hair dressed in a long dress with a shawl on her back. She had some kind of aura around her. She continued to walk down the road, mind you, in the direction I was needing to turn. I only watched her for a few seconds before I briefly glanced right to make sure no one was coming before turning back towards her, where I assumed she would be. She was gone. No trees, no cars, no buildings. Nothing was close enough for her to suddenly hide behind. That's when the feeling of something wrong morphed into a feeling of dread and fear that made the hair on the back of my neck stand. A few feet down from that three-way stop, there is a little open barn area where the owners had goats out. I noticed that for once the goats were all inside the back of their barn area. This just made things feel worse, and I took the opportunity to book it home, refusing to glance back or look in my rearview mirror. I didn't think much of the encounter after that until a few months later. I talked with my mother about it briefly, but within a few days, I honestly forgot about it. It didn't resurface to me until about mid-December on an early morning when I was up late with a friend. My friend shared a similar interest in scary things, so of course, while he was over, we spent hours listening to scary stories while we drew. It had to be about 1 a.m, and I had just opened my window since my room was beginning to get hot. I was beginning to lay back down in my bed with my friend when we heard it. It sounded like it was maybe 2 or 3 yards away. We knew it was in the neighborhood. At first, it sounded like a dog howling. That wasn't what set me off, though. I was used to hearing dogs howl or coyotes yip, especially this late. This howling lasted for at least a minute, if not just a bit longer, before it began to change. The pitch got higher, and the sound of it being a dog changed to more of it being like a human screaming. At this point, my friend and I are starting to just freak out and stare at each other. We have wide eyes as we continue to listen to whatever continued to scream. I'm not sure how to word it, but this scream just sent a chill down our spines. It honestly sounded like a little girl screaming at the top of her lungs. It stopped, and as soon as it stopped, the sound of four more dogs howling erupted. Just like before, it soon sounded like four or five people screaming. The feeling of dread, similar to the night I saw that woman on the side of the road months before, returned, when whatever was screaming before joined back in, this time louder and aggressive. It lasted for a minute, maybe a minute and a half, before it all just stopped. The unnerving thing was the silence afterward. No other animals from the neighborhood made any noises. My friend believes it was a skinwalker. I partially agree, but I'm just not sure. I haven't had any encounters like this due to moving out. This is my first encounter with what I believe to be a murderer. I was 15 years old at the time, cutting home through the woods next to my high school after lacrosse practice. It was early April, so at 7, it was still somewhat light outside, but a lot darker in the woods. I did this almost every day and had no worry of getting lost or attacked because I knew the woods very well. I started my 15-minute journey entering through the hole in the fence onto a trail and began walking as always. Only maybe a minute into my walk, I got an odd feeling that I still can't explain. The most I can say is that it almost felt like when you are watching a scary movie and there is a suspenseful part where you know something is going to happen but you don't know exactly what. I just kind of brushed it off, but I know that was a big mistake. Maybe 5 minutes later, I noticed a large white arrow spray painted on a tree at the fork in a trail. It was pointed the way I was going, which was odd, as I've never seen it before, and I probably walked this way 100 times or more. I figured it was just a directional sign for the trail crews or something, and continued on my walk. I stupidly didn't put two and two together, and walked just as slow and tired as I always did, instead of picking up some speed for the last 10 minutes or so. Maybe another minute in, I heard branches snap behind me. I looked and saw nothing. I assumed it was a squirrel or something, but now started to walk a little bit faster. When I heard another branch snap, I looked back and saw a man. He was oddly built, with a thin upper body, but a wider leg structure. I could sort of make out his face and it looked deformed, like half of it had melted and started sliding down. He was not tall, maybe 5'6", and didn't look intimidating. That is, only if he didn't have the knife in his hand. It looked like a bread knife, or maybe a butcher's knife, I can't be sure. It was hard to make out in the split second I saw it because when I did, I was already going full speed down the trail. I didn't hear him pursue, but nonetheless continued sprinting as fast as I could. I was running like my life depended on it, and it very well could have. Luckily, my legs were already worn from practice, so I was going pretty fast. I reached the fence in about 3 minutes of non-stop sprinting and started climbing. While climbing, I'm not even kidding, I heard footsteps behind me, and when I turned, I saw the man. He wound up and threw the knife, which ended up being one of those long bread knives with a huge blade. Luckily for me, the knife hit the fence, and I ran back to my house, unlocking the door and going inside. I haven't told my parents, only friends and select members of my family. I still don't know what really happened, and I don't know why he was there. Who is this guy? I have no clue. I don't know what his motives were. I don't know anything. The only thing I do know is now I only walk the streets, which although take about a half an hour, have much less of a risk of meeting these wackos. Before I start the story, I want to give some background information. My town is fairly isolated. about 5 minutes of driving through the nearby forest to get to the next town. My town was relatively small and was bordered all by forest. Our cemetery was a decent size, probably about 20 football fields or so. It was a Friday night, and me and my friends Jake and Alex were biking on the dimly lit street next to the cemetery. Now, the cemetery is elevated about 15 feet above the street, so we couldn't really see into it. Jake mentioned that we bring our bikes up there and explore. We have flashlights mounted onto our bikes, so it really didn't seem like a bad idea. We walked up the stairs and immediately I got an eerie feeling when we got to the top. It was about 10 p.m. at this point, so it was pitch black. The cemetery was so dark and is completely surrounded by woods. We couldn't see anything past where our flashlights illuminated. We weren't really the type to get scared of things like this, because we weren't really doing anything wrong. So we liked to capture a lot of it on video from a GoPro I had on my chest. We started down the main road, and were headed to a small pond on the other side of the cemetery. Maybe halfway down the road is when we heard the first scream. It was a distant, but noticeable scream. It sounded like a man screaming out of fear. This didn't really faze us, but I started recording after this. About 10 seconds later, there was another scream, still distant but slightly more noticeable, likely to the fact that we were listening for it this time. Instead of turning back, I heard Alex shifting gears and pedaling toward the direction of the screams, which was conveniently in the direction of the pond. I didn't want to argue and also wanted to get some cool videos, so I followed and so did Jake. I caught up in no time, and a minute later, we reached the pond trail entrance. Now, it was even darker in the woods here, and if I said it was pitch black, that would be an understatement. At this point, the GoPro footage was all black, and you can only hear us talking and going over leaves. We reached the pond and saw a light from the other side. When we all turned a small corner of land, we saw it. It was a group of maybe 10 people, dressed in what looked like black cloaks or something straight out of a cult movie. It was barely visible on the GoPro, I'm sure. You see, I wouldn't really get the footage at the end of the day, because I would drop it when we started running away from these people or cult or whatever you want to call them. It looked weird when you were looking at them. They were contrasting against the raging fire behind them. We couldn't tell for sure, but it looked like they had someone tied up to the docks, hanging above the water. They were motionless, and were probably where the earlier screams originated from. All of us surprised, we turned and looked at each other. Alex said something about taking a video and making sure the flash is off so we can show the police. I said no, because I didn't want to get seen by this group of odd people. But Jake already was getting his phone out of his bag. I wish I was lying when I say this, but when he started videoing, he dropped his phone, making a loud noise. He could not find it, but it hit the rocks that we were standing on really loud. We heard yelling from the black cloak people and booked it. We heard dirt bikes or something like that starting and revving in the distance, and we knew they were coming our way. Instead of running, we threw our bikes in the brush halfway down the trail and jumped in the thick and thorny bushes. It hurt like hell, but was definitely worth it. Not even 30 seconds later, about 6 or 7 dirt bikes passed by us slowly and quietly. We waited until they came back again, and waited for another hour and about 15 minutes to leave. We booked it out of there and went to my house for the night. It was one of the craziest experiences I've ever experienced. None of us have any idea what happened. Have no idea who these people are, why they never did anything or said anything, and what they could have potentially been doing with those people that were hanging. We never told the police because we were honestly afraid that we would get in trouble or something. Now, I know that sounds dumb, but we were young. Thank you for sharing my story, even if it is kind of crazy. There's this place in Port St. Lucie, Florida that's called the Devil's Tree. You can Google it. But essentially it's local lore that girls slash nuns, there are different versions of it, depending on who you talk to, were assaulted and hung at this tree in a small forest. As well as satanic rituals being performed at the base of this tree in the woods as well. They've tried to cut down the tree once the word got out, but something always happened. They were rained out, tools stopped working, the tree broke the tools, insane coincidences every time they tried to take it down. I visited the tree myself twice, during the day of course, once with a group of friends, and the other just by myself with a good friend. It's not labeled or anything, not a tourist attraction, but you know exactly what tree it is when you see it. You can see the attempts to cut or burn down the tree, and all the while it looks bigger and healthier than the other trees around it. The first time I visited with my friends, everything was normal up until we got to the actual tree itself. Then the stench of death hit us all at once. It made us all want to hurl, and apparently we weren't the only ones to smell it either. An entire nest of vultures were circling the area, about 30 to 50 of them in total. We searched the whole woods for the source of the smell, wanting to make sure it wasn't some sort of murder or anything like that, but we couldn't find it for the life of us. It just seemed to emanate from the tree, like from within it. The second time I went, it was just me and my one close friend, and it was a much calmer and more observant trip. We were hanging out under the tree, reading when we both realized something. We were in both complete silence. I mean complete and utter silence. Which is incredibly unnerving for a small forest next to a public park in the middle of the day. There was no sounds of bugs or squirrels or even wind. Overall, it was just a very ominous and dark feeling place. I definitely would urge anyone who's ever in the area to definitely check out the Devil's Tree. It's worth a look. Maybe go there at night and film it and get us some good content. Thank you, Swamp, for sharing my story. I know it was short. The story I'm about to tell is from about a year ago. I was doing recon on a part of the woods that I had discovered the week before. I am pretty skeptical about paranormal stuff, but I don't deny it's a possibility. So, as I was advancing in the woods, I reached a spot that was unusual. It was entirely pine wood forest, unlike the rest of the wood, which is leafy. I thought this was strange, but still kept going further in. As I was probably a mile or so into the woods, I heard the voice of a little girl screaming for her father. I quickly turned back to see what was going on, but I saw nothing. I continued walking for about a minute when I heard it again, but this time much closer. I turned around and nothing. I continued walking, but a bit faster this time. Another 2 minutes go by and I heard what seemed to be another scream, but this time it was like right behind me. I checked again, but there was nothing. And then I heard a man speaking to me, but there was still nothing. I was genuinely freaking out at this point, and I grabbed my combat knife and started running as fast as I could in the opposite direction. Note that I am a pretty large dude, and I don't get scared that easily, but this was just some next level stuff. Anyways, I managed to get back to my bike and get the heck out of there for good. I've never gone back there and I don't plan on it. If anyone has any idea about what this was, please share it in the comments, and thank you, Swan, for sharing my story. I usually go camping. I still do as of the summer. It was last year where it was me, my three cousins, and younger brother, two of which I'll call Tom and Bart for privacy reasons. Tom is my younger cousin and Bart being my younger brother. Tom and Bart went for a walk on a long road which is used for a plane to land. Alongside the road there is a cabin that hasn't been used for years. The two said they've seen someone standing on top of the cabin, but as soon as they got there, there was nothing. They did see wet footprints, though. When the two came to get me and my auntie so we would go back with them, we didn't see any footprints. Ever since then, nothing has happened. Now, skip forward to a year later, 2019. I went back to camp again with my younger brother and a few of my cousins. The length between the cabin I'm staying in and the one my auntie and siblings are staying in is a good 3 miles. I had to walk if I wanted to visit them, which I have done, but when I crossed that cabin that was previously mentioned, I looked above the branches and I saw something on top of the cabin. It had a grotesque body, showing mostly bones with a deer-like head. It looked dead at me, and thanks to horror movies, I wasn't stupid enough to check it out. As soon as I walked past it, I had a whiff of something that smelled dead, or like a leftover carcass. I then heard a loud, blood-curdling scream. That was enough to get me running. I don't know if it was a skinwalker, a wendigo, or whatever the hell it was. I just know I avoid that area as much as possible now. If anybody has any ideas of what this thing could be, please comment down below letting me know. Hi, my name is Jace. I discovered your channel not too long ago and was hoping I could get some help identifying the creature I saw. For some context, I own 12 acres right beside the base of the Appalachian Mountains in Pennsylvania, and I often camp up in the mountains as it is one of my favorite hobbies. This particular night I was camping with two friends and my hunting beagle Judy, sometime towards the end of July 2015. I will call my friends Robert and Aaron to conceal their identities. We headed out around noon and made our trek through my property and up to the mountain. The hike often takes around 2 hours or so. Everything was going perfect until around an hour in. Judy picked up a scent and ran straight after it, howling all the way, disobeying my commands to return. This was the first time he's ever done this since I was training him. Robert, Aaron, and I followed Judy through the woods going off of our intended path, to an area I've never been in before. All of us came into a clearing and saw Judy standing completely still, staring at something. I hurried over and saw a doe ripped in two. It was right next to a small stream. All of us were very confused and very surprised to see this, and slightly disgusted if I'm honest. As we've all been hunting buddies for about 15 years and have never seen any animal as mutilated as this deer. We chalked it up to a black bear, but we were still on edge. Judy was extremely aware, cautious, and scared the entire time. He didn't howl once after seeing the deer, and I assume he picked up a stronger or new scent. I've never seen him act like this in the woods, not even after being face to face with a coyote. We started to work our way back to the normal hiking route and heard what sounded like bipedal footsteps behind us, keeping about 100-yard distance. I forgot to mention I always carry when I'm in the wilderness. You can never be too safe. I decided it was time to take my Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum out of its holster and stay on guard while we continued our hike. The footsteps eventually faded as we were on the regular hiking route. All of us made it to my camping spot, but the hike took a ridiculous 4 hours. Judy was calmed at this point, but obviously spooked. We set up our tents. Robert and Aaron shared a tent because someone had to carry the beer, and neither Aaron nor I wanted the extra weight. We got a fire going, and I cooked up some baked beans. By the time we were finished eating, chatting, and having a few drinks, it was getting dark. We all decided it was time for bed because we had a long hike ahead of us in the morning. Now that I think of it, I wasn't even thinking about the incident with the deer, even though I should have been. I woke up around 2 a.m. to what sounded like very heavy footsteps outside my tent. Judy was standing and kept completely still looking at me, as if to warn me to stay still and quiet. There were no other sounds in the forest, and it smelled like rotting meat. Not even the chirps of crickets were present with this awful smell. A few minutes later, I could hear Robert and Aaron in the tent next to me whispering. I heard someone get out of the tent as they were telling me to stop messing around with them. It was 2 a.m. and they were trying to get some sleep. As I heard the rustling of the tent, I heard Aaron say, "Oh snap, what the heck is that thing?" I quickly unzipped my tent, jumped out as Robert jumped out of their tent as well. Judy did not move from his spot in the tent, and I saw this gray creature peering up at us from behind a tree. That thing must have been between 9 and 10 feet tall, with antlers and weird concave eye sockets. It wore a creepy thin smile. Its eyes had almost a reddish glow to them. It looked almost alien. I rushed back into my tent to grab my .357. I ran back out and shot 3 rounds center mass. We all heard the most ear-piercing scream any of us have ever heard. It ran off into the woods as Judy whined and hid behind one of the corners of the tent. Robert looked at me with an expression of pure terror. Aaron was already packing up our things. Shortly after we started packing up, as Aaron did, we got hit with the realization. How have none of us ever seen or heard of such a vile creature in these forests? We packed up our camp in record time. I had to carry Judy because he was still whining and refusing to move. Poor guy. I don't blame him at all. We were all paranoid beyond belief and practically ran down the mountain. We could hear this creature following us soon after we departed our camp. I blindly fired 3 shots into the dark behind us with one hand, as I had Judy in the other. I had to reload and had Aaron hold Judy. I emptied 6 rounds into the forest after my reload. I heard this creature screech one more time, just as ear-piercing and painful as the first scream. All of us made it down the mountain in record time with only a few slips and falls. It took us a total of about an hour and a half from when we originally woke up to make it back to my house. We were all very shook up, and when we talk about it with each other, we all still get scared, but we don't tell anybody else. Judy took it the worst, if I'm honest. As Robert, Aaron, and I continued to hunt and spend time in the wilderness, Judy will no longer enter the woods anywhere and rarely howls and barks now. Thank you for giving me a platform to share my story, and I hope that someone can help me identify the creature we saw that terrifying, awful night. I have had more than one encounter with some pretty strange things that I cannot explain. I am a huge nature lover. I love camping, fishing, and riding my dirt bike in the woods. I live in the middle of nowhere with woods surrounding me nearly everywhere, so I am experienced enough with nature. I went to the Sanien Forest in Belgium. I like to go to trips into the forest to relax to take my mind off of my stressful life. The Sanien Forest is about 10,920 acres at the southeast edge of Brussels in Belgium. I went away from any pathways and used a compass to guide me. After a tiring hike, I finally found a place that looked sufficient for me to set up my tent. I took my Nikon camera with me to take some photographs of nature and perhaps even some wildlife. I was disappointed to see barely any wildlife around me, though nature itself satisfied me enough. I had a duffel bag for a tent and a big backpack full of basic supplies such as water, canned food, some snacks, a powerful lighter, and a sleeping bag. Most of the day was pretty uneventful. I did not see any people or significant wildlife. The sun began to set and I got a very, very pleasant sight. The forest looked truly gorgeous, with a faint light of the sun shining on the trees. Fast forward another 2 hours, and I got a strange feeling in my gut, but I brushed it off as me being paranoid over absolutely nothing, and I fell asleep a few minutes later. I woke up when it was totally dark. I wasn't completely blind due to the moon providing me minimal light, which made seeing a tad bit easier. When I awoke, I smelled the most awful scent ever. It smelled like there were a dozen rotting carcasses laying everywhere. When I peeped my head out of my tent, I did not see any dead animals. I thought this was pretty weird as to the fact that I didn't see anything. I heard a faint cry in the distance. It sounded distorted and deep. The best description I can give is that it was a cow trying to howl like a wolf. I heard the noise echoing over the entire forest. The second time it sounded way closer. I started packing up because I was getting paranoid, since no normal animal would have gotten that close in such little time. I heard the rustling of leaves. Since this was only recently in the fall, the ground was covered in leaves from the trees. The footsteps, they were sounding inconsistent and they circled me. I looked at my compass, scanned the surrounding area one more time. It was almost pitch black. I couldn't see past a few meters in front of me. I walked back in the south direction since I had just walked north. I heard the rustling of leaves again behind me. My regular walking turned more into a jog so I could get to the safety of my car. I heard the same howl again, and this time, very close. It sounded like it was right next to me. But I was blind in this forest. In a split second, I made the radical decision and dropped both my tent in the duffel bag and my backpack and made a sprint for it in the direction of my car. The rustling of leaves followed me throughout the forest. I saw the opening of the forest and felt so relieved when I saw my car parked there. The rustling of leaves abruptly stopped at the end of the forest. I now stood on the road looking at the forest, which was in dead silence. There was no sound coming from there whatsoever. As soon as I got out of that forest, my gut feeling did not stop. I heard the howl very close again. It spooked me enough to get into my car in an instant and get out of Dodge as soon as possible. I grabbed a hotel in Brussels and drove back home the next day. This is still a pretty fresh occurrence and only happened recently to me. Why, how, and what happened in that forest? I'd love to hear what you all think, and I hope my story is amusing, intriguing, or interesting to any of you. And thank you, Swamp, for allowing me to share my story with everyone. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true stories from deep in the woods sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a deep woods story or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this channel going. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button, as it helps me out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Subscribe and turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload videos almost every single day on all things natural and supernatural. If you're not aware, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher Radio, and just about every other major podcast platform out there. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the Swamp as you do. It is so, so appreciated. Which story was your favorite tonight? Let me know. I'd love to know. If you made it all the way to the end, today's code word is Dancing Wendigo. Comment that down below to let me know that you made it to the end, and to also confuse anybody who didn't. Wow, honestly, there were so many creepy creatures in this one. Those last two stories, honestly, I'm not trying to meet any of those creatures. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.